Welcome to the RBI podcast.
I'm Alexandra Jocham, and this is the podcast of our blog Discover CEE. I'm sitting here with Veronika Lammer, who is available to us for a podcast for the third time today. Veronika has been dealing with capital market developments and market research as financial analyst for many years and was also a portfolio manager for a long time. We have already talked about the topic of women and financial markets in general, and in our last podcast she explained what you need to keep in mind when you first become active in the financial markets. Veronika, let's dive a little deeper into the topic of investing today. In our last podcast, we talked about what the best strategies are to get started. In doing so, you already mentioned funds as an option. Can you explain what funds are?
Thank you, Alexandra, for having me. An investment fund collects money from investors. This capital is then invested by the fund manager in many stocks or bonds. By this way, even small amounts can be invested in several assets, so this is diversification. There are many different types of funds. Some invest in shares worldwide, some in specific topics or sectors. But funds can also invest in bonds, in raw material or in real estate, for example.
And what are the advantages?
There are several advantages. The possibility to invest a small amount in many different assets is one of them. But also, the money in an investment fund is held in a separate pool. This pool belongs to the investors and is independent of the investment company. If the investment company goes bankrupt, the money in the investment fund is not affected. It still belongs to buyers of the investment fund, and funds can be bought and sold easily. And in an actively managed fund, a professional fund manager makes sure that the quality of the stocks and bonds in the fund is appropriate. He or she reacts to the latest news about the companies and the economy. When buying individual stocks, for example, one should always stay informed about the latest news, and this is not so easy and takes a lot of time.
Can you elaborate on the topic of active and passive funds?
In an active fund, the manager tries to achieve the best possible performance through the selection of individual stocks and bonds. They can also decide to which level they are invested in the market and how much cash they keep aside. They try to reduce the downward movement in crisis and to be in front in upward movements. In a passive fund, the securities in the fund are defined by a rule. For example, all stocks which are part of the DAX 30 index or the MSCI World Index. The composition of the fund follows the composition of the index. These are, for example, exchange-traded funds. Exchange-traded funds are cheaper than actively managed funds because there is no active trading in the fund, as the managers do not have to monitor and manage the positions in the fund. By buying a certain ETF, the buyer determines exactly what he gets. If one buys an MSCI World ETF, he participates in the price performance of this index. This means in the performance of 1,600 companies, most of which are based in the United States.
What do you think about quality seals? Do they have any significance?
Yes, quality seals play an important role for consumers to orient themselves. They are also important for the investment companies to be perceived as a sustainable manager from the outside. There are local seals like Austria's Environmental Seal for socially responsible financial products and international seals like the European Transparency logo and, for example, Morningstar Sustainability Rating. It would be impossible for consumers to judge for themselves whether a fund invests sustainably. This requires a lot of know-how and effort. So the seals make perfect sense.
Okay, good to know. I heard that regular fund savings are possible for as little as 50 euros per month. What do you think of these?
I think this is a very good product. In this way, young people and people who can only save a little can already participate in the financial markets. In addition, Such savings plans can be used to invest on an ongoing basis and thus achieve a spread over time. In this way, fluctuations in the financial market can be mitigated. One can even profit from them, as one can buy cheaply during crash phases.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you very much for the great explanations. So in short, just try it out and start with small amounts. Thank you very much, Veronika.
Thank you.
That was an RBI podcast. Thanks for listening. Until next time.